Hiya guys, and welcome to this week's horoscopes from the 19th up until the 26th of June. We have got a lot to talk about. We have a first quarter moon on the 21st. We also got the summer solstice on the 21st. And yeah, some Venus placements that I'm going to talk about in the sort world. So yeah, thanks for listening. And here comes this week's weekly scope, scope, scope. So this week, the moon void of course dates, and I'll put a link to what the moon void of course means, but in simple terms, it just means that these are times, periods, when astrologers say that it's best not to do certain things. So if you want to follow the moon void of course times, here comes the dates and times. So at the time of recording this, the moon went into void of course at 9 a.m. this morning on the 19th of June. And that void of course moon ends tomorrow, the 20th of June, at 6:06 GMT time, British summer time. Then on the 22nd of June, the moon goes into void of course at 19:59, and it stays there until 1:45 a.m. on the 23rd of June. Then on the 23rd of June at 5:12. Until the 25th of June at 12:33, the moon stays in void of course. Remember everybody, I used the constellational zodiac. Basically, it's based on the actual positions of where the planets are, the constellations the planets are actually in, and not the tropical zodiac, which is sort of like a artificial kind of constellation based on the month. So yeah, on the 19th of June, Venus sextiles Neptune. This started on the 18th of June at 8:47 a.m. and it leaves at 1:23 a.m. on the 20th of June. So the sort keywords are perfect to focus on business, entrepreneurship, creative projects, personal development or romance. Negatively, you and others can be too greedy, manipulative or forgetful. When Venus sextiles Neptune, intuition and or rational reasoning skills can be very high, can be more in tune with them. Some of you may feel more in tune with yourself and life in general, allowing you to make beneficial decisions that can help you to make great progress and anything that has your attention right now. So the effects of this transit is still going to last until around the 23rd of June. So, you know, when Venus sextiles Neptune, you can care more for those who have less than you. There can also be an increase in social, romantic, spiritual opportunities. Perfect time to focus on your career, your creative projects, your financial stability. While calculated risk can reap many rewards during this period, but pay attention to detail, check the facts, not fall for like scams and get rich schemes. The economics, you know, uncertainty right now is getting us all crazy. I talk a bit more about that when I talk about the summer solstice. So just, you know, yeah, if you want to increase your finances, think about stable ways to do so, and don't just believe anything that anyone says on the internet about making money or anything like that. Do your research, plan, and yeah, just check the facts, fact check all the way. Venus sextiles Neptune gives you the energy to look on the bright side of life and handle your problems head on. So as I said, life is kind of crazy right now for everyone, so this energy is giving you that kind of dreamy, romantic, focusing on the beauty and stuff. But watch out for becoming too egotistical, self-assured, as I was saying, because this can cause mistakes to happen. You may know a lot, yet no human being knows it all. So although your ego may be like, you know, I just want to go ahead with whatever it is you feel like, you know, you can do or want to do, just make sure you just take your time. Also, try not to flaunt or show off, as this can cause problems in all types of relationships. Watch out for overindulgence and make a clear plan for all you wish to achieve at this time, and you will achieve it. Perfect for creative types to focus on their passions, musicians and artists to practice their instruments, their painting, their graphic design, photography, you know, making videos, editing and all that sort of things. Content creators should focus on content that explores secrets, you know, prisons, the way we humans imprison ourselves, injustices in society, the secrets that we, you know, sort of like keep from each other, conspiracy theories, you know, if you're into all of that, mystical or spiritual experiences, how to increase productivity and increase creativity, content around that, and food and finance and beauty and nature can also do well. If you're open to it, you can make profound changes in the way that you see yourself in the world, have some sort of, you know, conscious, grateful or sort of spiritual or religious development and practice, prayer, meditation, exercising, journaling, self-reflection, shadow work, but be careful, imaginations can run high when Venus sextiles Neptune. So yes, this can be a good thing for your creativity, you know, especially if you're a writer and stuff, you can be more open-minded, but watch out for overindulging in food, drugs, alcohol, daydreaming and believing what you want to be true instead of seeing the facts. People can be manipulative and deceive you due to this influence and transit, and you're more open to it because Venus is set down in Neptune. So, you know, you'd be like, yeah, this is a great idea. It can appear to be a great idea, but underneath the surface, it may not all be great. So it's not all doom and gloom. We'll always learn from our mistakes, or that's what we're meant to do. So, you know, don't be too paranoid or anything, but just be aware that this can happen. Be careful if you're into psychic things and delving into the psychic realm, especially if you're intoxicated and things like that, as lies can be told there as well and on Earth. You know, we must never forget that those in the psychic realm can see further than us because they're there, but they can still, you know, we don't just change our personalities overnight. So if someone passed on to the spiritual world wanting to cause mischief, they're still going to be mischievous when, you know, if they were mischievous and like to be crafty and tricky on Earth, they're still going to be that way in the spirit world. Venus energy here helps to balance out Neptune's energy. Positively, empathy can be high at this time, leading to more giving and understanding between people. So that's a good one. The Sun also makes a quintile to Chiron on the 18th of June. Strongest today, the 19th of June at 8:57 a.m. And it leaves on the 20th of June at 10:48 a.m. So this is a sort of transit that gives the ability to handle your emotions, especially stress and distressing people and situations more calmly. You and others are given the grace to be more optimistic and delightful and happy and good-mannered and understanding at this time. So yeah, use it. Also on the 19th, the Sun makes a quincunx to Pluto. This can be a period of potential power struggles and underlying tensions, and manipulative tendencies can cause all sorts of problems in relationships. But this energy, although it can cause some problems, I'm going to go into in a minute, it can also make for radical, positive or destructive changes to happen. The Sun quincunx Pluto lasts until the 21st, but the effects are still going to be felt up until the end of the week because we've got some more Pluto placements coming up, which I'll talk about in a short while. So yeah, this allows for the use of superior force to achieve fanatical or zealous objectives. You know, so some people may be motivated by the urge to dominate or rule. We may have some, you know, with the ongoing wars in the world and conflicts, we may hear some big news this week that, you know, kind of changes our lives in some way. However, on the personal individual level, if you set your mind to it, you can make drastic changes in your life. Changes may be forced upon you in your career, finances, relationships, business investments, or, you know, in your health and well-being and stuff. There can be problems at home, especially with children or those younger than you. because some of you may feel, you know, compelled or forced, or, you know, you willingly want to make changes, and this can, you know, cause tensions in relationships. So, you know, parents may decide you want to move homes, and, you know, the kids may have to move schools or something like that, and the kids are like, no, I don't want to. Or your partner and you may disagree over some things, or your family members or friends or even your boss or something like that. Intimate relationships can be strained because one or both partners may fight for different things. In your career, you may be forced to do someone else's work because they may take some time off work, or something happens and you're forced to, you know, you have to, you know, carry their work as well as do your own. It's important to look after your physical, spiritual, emotional and psychological well-being at this time as best as you can, because these issues kind of interfere with your productivity or your general sense of happiness. External circumstances such as I said, war, climate change, the economic instability or the civil unrest and stuff like that may also make you and others feel insecure at this time. There can be an increase in selfish or other behaviour driven by survival instincts. Some of you may steal from someone, not because, you know, that you or whoever steals is innately bad or a thief, but because they're seeing no other way, you know, because of money being sought and all the rest of it. If you have adverse aspects in your chart to the Sun or Pluto, such as squares, oppositions, in conjunctions, quincruxes, you may feel this transit a little bit more powerfully than other people. On the 20th of June, Mercury makes a sextile to Jupiter. We've had quite a few of these on and off close aspects with Mercury and Jupiter this year. So this one is starting on the 19th of June at 9:09 a.m. to the 21st of June at 7 a.m. It's strongest on the 20th of June at 8:43 a.m. Positive thinking can make you feel invincible, like nothing can touch you. It's a great energy for all sorts of exchange, negotiations and resolving conflicts if you can remain objective and, you know, kind of not just be like, oh, it's all about me. Try and take into account the needs of others and the smaller details, not just focusing on the bigger details, because, you know, Jupiter can expand everything and give us these big visions and big plans and big ideas. But we need, you know, that sort of Saturn and Mars energy to sort of make us follow these ideas and visions through. So this is also known as a go-getter transit. If you use your resourcefulness, your creativity and problem-solving skills, you could travel more at this time physically and psychologically. This is a short tangent, but if you put your actions to it, a lot can be achieved in these 3 to 4 days while this transit is still, you know, applying and separating. There can also be more communication with those from different cultures to you or who are in another country to you. You can find yourself interested in other cultures, historical events. You could plan a trip abroad during this transit. On the global level, as I said, you know, it seems like there will be some change because a lot of aspects this week are pointing to it. But, you know, every single week this year has been, well, for the past 2 years, there's been some kind of, you know, life-changing sort of, you know, news that we're all still kind of processing and reeling from. So there could be a change in the way governments and other institutions communicate with their members, or there may be like a big local, national, global announcement that changes, you know, life in some way. So, you know, it seems like this is going to be a theme of this week, because a lot of transits are saying there's going to be change on some kind of grand scale. So watch out for that. If you wish, you can become more efficient right now, increasing your productivity. Communication of all forms can reveal to you invaluable information and insight. Starting or finishing old creative, professional or personal projects is favoured. It's a good time to work on your own personal or professional projects. Working with others is also a good idea at this time, as well as, you know, focusing on your own personal growth, because this can bring high benefits and rewards, but only if you're willing to work hard and concentrate doing the work that needs to be done, even if you don't feel like it. So you may be like, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to do it. Kind of like how I'm feeling today, I'm just being honest, but you just got to force yourself to do it. So yeah, mentally, this is a time of hopefulness and expansiveness, reaching out, seeking out new ideas, changing how you perceive and see things. This is a good time for all forms of study, writing, researching, publishing and teaching, as well as handling all things relating to spirituality, law, religion, especially the forming and signing of contracts and updating contracts and all sort of paperwork and all the rest of it. When Mercury sextiles Jupiter, it's also a good time for physical and mental exercises, research, read books, watch videos, taking as much information as you can. If you've got an idea for a side hustle or to change a career or for anything else, just, you know, just go for it. Do your research first, make a plan, plan also to fail and to get back up after all of those failures, and you will succeed. If you feel energized, reach out to other people in your profession or who have the same interest of you or potential clients, you know, to get advice or to sell your goods or services to them. Some of you may feel inspired by the content you watch or listen to or read that gives you many streams of information that can help you overcome your problems that you're facing right now. Others may start a new online course or vow to teach themselves something that they have been putting off. Others may plan a trip abroad, overseas or in their own countries. Having some time out can give you some focus and, you know, give you a new perspective on your life overall. So, you know, that's also a good use of your time. You may also connect with someone else who lives abroad in another country or is from another country but's currently in your country at the moment. You can also take some time out to research other cultures. Excellent time to pitch your work and sell yourself, especially if you've got a book idea or you've wrote a book or you want a new job or you want to apply to universities or anything like that. Practical and intellectual realizations are the key words for this transit of Mercury sextile Jupiter. You may also take interest in political and social needs and issues at this time. Negatively, arguments can be caused by thinking your opinions are the only right ones, forcing your ideas on other people, speaking and acting without thinking, and jumping to conclusions can cause tensions within yourself and in your relationships. So just watch out for that. So on the 21st of June, we got the summer solstice, and we also got the last quarter moon. So I'm going to talk about the summer solstice first. So summer solstice is basically when the sun is the greatest distance from the Earth's equator, as the sun travels its longest path throughout the sky. On the 21st of June, it's also known as the longest day of the year. So the spring solstice was about starting new projects, doing new things, springing into action, planting seeds in your garden, planting new ideas so that you can work through. Through the summer, it's the harvest, and you start and you will keep on harvesting from these ideas up until the winter solstice. But particularly summer solstice, your attention is going to want to be a bit more self-protective. You want to be thinking more about your security. Some of you may want to spend more time in introspection or in actual solitude, taking care of your family, your home, your career, and doing things that make you feel more safe and secure. self-care, being nurturing to yourself and others, making nice food, and continuing working on your projects, but with a bit much more concentrated, focused effort. You now will see, okay, if I've got a deadline in September or winter, I've got 6 months or 3 months, I've got to, you know, stay focused on what I need to do. Some of you will obviously be planning for your holidays because it is the summer after all. But the main meaning of the summer solstice this year is focusing and investing more in your personal life, making sure that your finances are as secure as can be. Easier said than done, I know, but just look into your family finances, your finances, and see where you can make some small cutbacks. And I know a lot of us are cutting back already, you know, and times are a bit hard, but try and remain optimistic as you can, and go ahead with all the things that, you know, you deem necessary for you to do at this time. We also have the last quarter moon on this day as well, which happens at 4:14 a.m. GMT time. The summer solstice is at 10:13 a.m. on the 21st of June UK time. So the last quarter moon supports letting go of the old to make room for the new at the time of the next new moon, decluttering, you know, throwing out rubbish from your house, giving to charity, recycling, releasing burdens, whether that be in personal projects or relationships or habits, increased need for sensuality, need for touch, unblocking your repressed emotions and sexual energy. Some of you will become more responsive to hands-on healing therapies like Reiki and acupuncture and massage. Taking time out to investigate your obstacles, you know, to look at them, make a list of how you can get out of your challenges in life. This is a time of increased intuition. It's a good time to, you know, meditate, question your grudges and bitterness and regrets so that you can release them. You know, you don't want that negative energy hanging around and holding on to things that people have done. And I know you may have been hurt and stuff, but let's just think, you know, life is short in the long run. So, you know, forgiving yourself and others is a good use of this energy, and especially it being the summer solstice as well. 21st of June is moon timing day 23, so this can be a time of confusion, contradictions. There can be some, you know, envy and jealousy invades, so be conscious of, you know, why you're doing things, and think about, you know, the things that you do start. And when it's important that if you do experience any setbacks right now, that you remain patient and things will work out in time. The 21st of June is known as a day of warmth, so this is a perfect day, you know, to leave the problems behind and focus on the solutions. Take some time out of your routine if you can, you know, go on a picnic or go in your back garden or go for a walk, and just, you know, give yourself some time to do some self-reflection and, you know, do some self-reflection and be gentle with yourself right now. Also on the 21st, Mercury makes a quintile to transit Neptune from the 20th of June at 9:14 a.m. Strongest on the 21st of June at 5:28 a.m. leaving on the 22nd of June at 12:55 p.m. This is a subtle transit that must be consciously tapped into to benefit from. Thinking out of the box, going against conforming, can help you uncover new ideas to enrich your life right now. Excellent time to research everything from Newton's laws of physics to the existence of the Yeti. Open your imagination and you will find creative solutions for your problems, good for meditation, personal development, and all types of grounded occult and psychic work. Excellent period to tap into your inner creativity and flow. Have fun. This can be a deceptive time. So, you know, as I said earlier, fact check. Anyway, take time out to have some fun and not take life too seriously as well. Don't blindly believe any new information. Excellent transit for creatives who want to write, make a documentary, movie, or any other content. You know, kind of like, you know, when Vaporwave was a big thing, and someone's introduced me to it this week. But what I really love about it is the, you know, using music and art to combine in such a, you know, 90s basic way, but in a kind of, you know, off-key, philosophical kind of way. So yeah, you know, bring Vaporwave back. But yeah, perfect, as I said, for, you know, the creation of any supernatural, spiritual, alternative science, quantum physics, mystical out-of-box ideas. Their ability to blend reality with fantasy is high right now in the practical world. Make sure you check all legally binding agreements before you sign. People can use words and all forms of communication to deceive right now. There's nothing to fear, because, you know, astrology gives us the opportunity, because, hey, you know, we don't always follow what it says. Let's just be real here. but yeah, it gives us the knowledge to know beforehand. No, there's nothing to fear. Don't give in to paranoia like, oh, everyone's out to get me this week. That's really not the case. Just be aware that this can, you know, be taking place, that people can be deceiving economically. And economic instability also always brings the increase of drifters and those trying to make a quick buck and take advantage of those who are looking for extra monies to, you know, in England, we are experiencing high energy bills, inflation on foods and all the rest of it right now. So just be careful about what you sign up for, and, you know, just react accordingly if someone tries to lie to you, which is like, you know, don't lie to me, or if they're a new person, hey, bye. Because, you know, if they're going to lie to you that early on in the relationship, why carry it on anyway? And yeah, another Venus transit. Lovely, lovely Venus. So on the 21st, we also have Venus making a trine to Pluto that entered on the 20th of June at 1:32 p.m. It's going to last until about the 22nd of June when it starts to separate. And because I use like a 7-degree sort of like orb, this transit's still going to be, you know, fading, but still be active up until about the 28th of June, but strongest on the 21st of June at 9:23 a.m. So the keywords are that you may become more aware of secret attractions, or someone may reveal theirs to you. Forceful passions, compulsive attractions, you know, like, oh yeah, I want a bit of that snack. So, but make sure no one finesses you, yeah? And don't finesse yourself as well by making yourself believe that it's the one when it's not. So yeah, new money making ideas may come your way. The economy may be unstable, but in every instability, there's an opportunity. So think about what that opportunity is for you. What can you bring into the world or into your life to improve it? Some of you may receive or give a gift, or unexpected money from someone may come your way. Carry a notepad if you're old school, or, you know, have your mobile phone ready to voice record or video record any inspiration or, you know, ingenious creative thoughts at this time. Looking after your appearance, your psychological, spiritual, financial, emotional and physical wellness can help you feel more rejuvenated and alert. Intensity is the key theme of this transit, because, hey, Venus, ooh, and then we've got Pluto, so, you know, I want it now, sort of intense, broody, romantic, mysterious, enigmatic, charismatic energy. So there can be a lot of, you know, as I said, intensity, high keenness, sort of attitude that can make you make mistakes. So, you know, try not to lose your mind, like, oh, you know, I'm so in love, I can't do anything else right now, you know, because people can be manipulative at this time, and as I said, try and finesse you, take you for a ride and all of that. So yeah, just remember, you know, some people do like to trick and utilize to trick people, you know, the thrill of the chase and all of that. Anyway, others of you may find that you're feeling highly attracted to someone, finding them snacky, and this can leave you feeling surprised or shook in a good or bad way, you know, because it can be quite scary. One minute you're single, watching your own or minding your own business, and then, hey, you know, the love of your life from doing inverted commas may come in. If you're already in a relationship, you can connect deeper with your partner. Negatively, conflicts can happen over misuse of sexual energy, cheating, changes in appearances, money or other possessions. Secret love affairs can also start or end. Personally, you may begin or recommit to a relationship or to your own personal development or a spiritual journey. Karmic relationships and other fated events can happen right now, especially if you've got strong Venus or 7th house or 2nd house energy in your chart, or if you've got strong 8th house or 1st house energy in your chart, or Mars and Pluto energy in your chart. You can feel more deeply and attached to people and things. Sexual energy is high, so this can be, you know, lead to an increase in hookups, love making and other sensual and sometimes indulgent acts. So just watch out for excessive eating, drinking, drug taking and all the rest of it. The best use of this energy is to use any inspiration that is given to you to you know, create online content, courses, music, art, clothing, or anything that else artistic, you know, handicraft, knitting, anything else you're into. If you're into, you know, stocks and investment and business and other trading, it's a good time to put money into art, luxury music, or any entertainment companies. That's if you have got the money, sort of thing. But be warned to think out any investments or partnerships at this time, because, you know, investment, stock market, you know, went down last week. So just make sure you make sound investments. Also, recycling or upcycling is a good use of your time and energy. And Venus trines Pluto, it's also a good time to redecorate your home or your bedroom, move things around a bit. You may, you know, do some painting in the home. You may give away some clothing or old computers, electronics, books and other items, or you may decide to sell these items on, you know, online selling, second-hand sort of platforms. You know what they are. Yeah. On the 22nd of June, we have the Sun making a semi-square to Venus. So, you know, unpredictability is the key word with Uranus energy. So there can be a lot of sudden surprises, unexpected setbacks in your, you know, plans. So you may be planning a date night or socializing or whatever, and, you know, plans change, but this can be a good thing. Those in authority can assert their power in unexpected ways that can lead to some sort of loss on the individual community level or something like that. Innovations and reforms may be introduced. So again, as I said earlier, you know, there could be some kind of change that affects us all in some ways this week. Randomness, impulsive behaviours, keywords to this Sun semi-square Uranus energy. Personally, people may want to express themselves more authentically, more widely, wanting to do things their own ways, breaking free of pleasing others and conforming to expectations. Idealistic thinking can lead to impractical actions. Daydreaming can reduce productivity at work. Learning from mistakes or feedback from the environment or people is likely today. First, a need for vents, as some people may do and say things just to get to a reaction. A lot of that energy around this week, isn't there? In order to break free from routine or suck. There can also be an increase in controlling, eccentric, off-key, original behaviour. Because people can act or react before they think, there can be many challenges in self-expression or plans. try to work with others rather than against them, and be aware that others may work against you. Secrets can come out in an explosive manner, because after all, we're talking Sun and Uranus here, so, you know, two very in-your-face energies at times. There can be, you know, sudden beginnings, sudden endings. So, you know the love of your life you met on the 21st, well, it may end today. Those who have power can behave in unpredictable, harmful ways, causing distress. You may feel more courageous and self-empowered than normal. It's a good time to say the words you've been putting off or do the things you've been delaying. Logical insights and intuitive guidance can lead to, you know, you solving something, to you solving any obstacles you face today. It's good for types of creative work, ideal for content creators to produce content about misuse of power, self-expression, technology, science, spirituality. On the 23rd of June, Mars makes a semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node, which entered on the 22nd of June at 12:23 p.m. Strongest 23rd of June at 10:58 p.m. and leaving on the 25th of June at 9:04 a.m. When Mars makes a sextile to the Moon's North Node, it's a good time to act to make your dreams a reality or to do the things you've been putting off. Saying nothing or speaking your mind can cause tension in your relationship, so it's kind of like damned if you do and damned if you don't. Positively, there can be an increase in critical thinking and creativity. You may find yourself drawn to self-assured, confident or mysterious people. Fated connections can also happen, so you know, this can be a week of meeting the one or people you think are the ones anyway. This is a sort of energy that allows the surplus of energy needed for hard work, sharp thinking, reactions and concentration. You and others may become more talkative and focus on results and getting things done. Open-mindedness and adaptability and flexibility in behaviour allows for any conflicts in relationships to be worked through peacefully. However, watch out for agreeing with others just to make peace or conform, to avoid rejection, seem fashionable or save energy. It may seem like a good idea now to not speak your mind, but it may prove disastrous and problematic in the long run. Speak your mind, do what you need to do. There can be an increase in working towards your long-term goals. Some of you may awaken to your life purpose, making step-by-step strategic, well-thought-out plans to obtain your ambitions. This can be a time of self-reflection where you think about why you do the things you do in the ways that you do them. Some of you may decide to change your behaviour to improve your overall well-being. On the 24th of June, Venus makes a semi-square to Chiron that entered on the 23rd of June at 4:14 a.m. Strongest on the 24th of June at 12:47 a.m. and leaving on the 24th of June at 9:18 p.m. But the energy still will linger around to around, let's say, the 27th of June. This energy can bring emotional triggers, relationship breakdowns or disruptions, feeling worthless or taken advantage of, which can cause you frustration, need for the start of or continuation of healing on a deep level of any wounds, any psychological, emotional wounds that you still got to deal with, any sort of inner work, shadow work, that sort of thing. Work on understanding yourself and your needs and how to meet them. Good time to build your self-esteem, accepting yourself and others for who they are, who you are, not who you wish yourself or them to be. Setting boundaries. Abrasive actions or words of others can trigger emotional wounds during this transit. You may have difficulties explaining your exact feelings to yourself and others, which can leave you and them confused. You can feel down and stressed right now, unaware of the root of your problems. For some of you, life on the surface could seem like it's perfect for you right now to other people, but within you, you may be highly discontented, feeling that inner void expanding more and more. The key to resolving your problems is taking an honest look at experiences from your past, being real about the traumas and emotional wounds that, you know, you've buried and that need to be addressed, thinking about the steps you can take or seeking help such as therapy, life coaching, to resolve your inner tensions once and for all. On the 25th of June, Mercury makes a sesti quadrate, which is 135 sort of aspect to Pluto. So there's a lot of Pluto, Venus sort of energy this week, which entered on the 24th of June at 3:53 p.m. And again, I use GMT, British Summer Time, and leaves on the 26th of June at 12:30 a.m. Strongest around the 25th of June at 8:24 a.m. This gives you the ability to think and act more clearly and influence others. Great for all sorts of persuasive, speaking, writing, marketing, that sort of thing. But watch out, there can be increasing extremist views, like people saying my opinion's the right one, you know nothing, that sort of thing. Calculating and sly sort of behaviour can cause conflict within yourself and in your relationships, so watch out for that. Positively, this aspect can make people think a lot more clearly. Good for sorts of, sales, as I said. Us convincing others, but, you know, manipulations and finessing can be high. Oh, man, it's like a finesse week this week. Love finance. Love finance. Romantic finessing, financial finessing. All that sort of thinking, you know, it's all kicking off this week, as we say in England anyway. So check all the facts, perfect for content creators to produce content about writing, psychology, philosophy, science, critical thinking, personal development and surviving life obstacles. Negatively, you and others can be more controlling or sensitive, causing fanatical behaviours and words as you try and make others believe your opinion is the right one. Because logical thinking can be affected, emotions can cause confusions, relationships can suffer because of this, there can be power games with people fighting to prove themselves as the best. Insecurities may make you and others act egotistical or sarcastically, and this behaviour may make you powerful or secret enemies. Fear-based thinking and actions can get in the way of you taking advantage of the opportunities that come your way. Also, there can be a misunderstanding over what self-assertain is and what control is. Adaptability, flexibility is what's needed. Just be open-minded. If someone does, you know, do your head in, just walk away. Now, going back to the opportunities you may miss this week, because you may think, oh, you know, I'm not ready, I don't have the skills, and believe you and me, like all humans, I've tied myself up in bounds and knots with that sort of thinking myself. So, you know, if need be, you know, fake self-confidence if need be, because not doing so may make you miss the very thing that you need. If you have been having a bad time lately, this transit gives the power to dust yourself off and start again, you know, as the great Aaliyah singed. If you don't know who Aaliyah was, Google. Write down any inspirational ideas that come to your attention right now. You may want things your way, but allow others to say and do what they want to do. You may think you're just saying what you need to, but the way you say things can come across as forceful. So, you know, try and, yeah, be assertive, but, you know, allow other people to state their mind too and try and find a compromise, because, you know, you don't want to cause excessive conflict or separations in a relationship that you want to keep. And, yeah, it's really important that you're mindful of how you say things, because people who may be interested in you socially or romantically may be put off if you are too impulsive, domineering, you know, and excessive thinking can cause psychological and emotional instability at this time. So, you know, you may meet someone, some new friends, someone new, and you really like them, and you may overthink the whole process and end up, you know, kind of damaging the connection you may have had. We've all been sort of like, well, not all, but I'm sure, you know, some of you listening have been guilty of that in the past. So let's try and, you know, chill out a bit and just take your time. If you are affected this week by, you know, some sort of overthinking, take some time out, even if it's just 5 minutes, to reassure yourself that your feelings will get better in time. Some of you may seek out therapy to help with any problems you're facing. There can be a high risk of paranoia and jumping to conclusions. Check facts before you think you know anything. Intoxicating food, drinks and drugs can alter your thinking at this time. So, you know, just realise that whatever you take into your body right now may affect your ability to think and act clearly. Also, on the 25th, Jupiter makes a semi-square to the Moon's North Node. Entered on the 17th of June at 11:54, strongest on the 25th of June at 3:23 p.m. and it lasts until the 1st of July at 1:29. So this is a nice long energy. So, you know, this gives you a good solid sort of like 12 days to, you know, make the best use of this energy. So it's a perfect energy for networking, socializing and strengthening all relationships, especially business. New relationships can be started. Antisocial behavior can cause separation. Use this energy to, you know, encourage yourself and others to make any changes that are needed in your own life or their lives. Supporting each other to, you know, understand yourselves, you know, forgive yourselves and heal yourselves on a deep level, especially when it comes to, you know, issues regarding heartbreak and all of that, you know. Generally, this transit brings out optimism and open-mindedness, especially if you have been feeling down. So we've got a lot of, you know, that Jupiter and that Jupiter energy started the week and it's ending the week because there's no really significant aspects. You know, the Moon's always aspecting everything, you know. This is why, you know, moons change all the time. So when it comes to, you know, talking about the Moon affects us every day. So, you know, it affects our moods and stuff. It's always changing, squaring, trining, conjuncting with something. So just be aware of that. But the main aspects give us that sort of, you know, long-lasting energy to overcome the effects of the Moon. And symbolically, you know, because astrology is a symbolic language, it can just help, these main aspects can just help us make the best use of our weeks. And that's why I focus on using the main aspects in astrology. So yeah, the Jupiter semi-square, the Moon's North Node, can help you see things in your mind's eye. So, you know, have a vision, you may have a dream, some of you will have dreams, you know, and, you know, you can do anything that you really want to do if you take practical action. So yeah, you can have these ideas, but if you don't take practical action, nothing's going to come of them. You may find yourself learning new ideas, understanding different cultures and the way of, you know, the different ways different people live and operate in the world. Self-destructive thoughts or behavior and toxic relationship patterns can be broken. Self-destructive thought or behavior and toxic relationship patterns can be broken. Some of you may shock yourself and others and make drastic changes, especially if you have been people pleasing and letting others walk all over you. So you could be like, you know what, I'm not having it no more. A lot of that energy this week with the Jupiter and Pluto sort of energy, so you know, can be a lot of like shock endings or shock, I'm just not, you know, I'm just not taking your crap anymore. Someone close to you could end things with you because this is possible. This doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's possible. This is like the perfect time to, you know, take that long, realistic look at your life. And that's the theme of this week. And, you know, make long-term plans to reach your highest potential. Some of you at work or a networking event or social professional sort of meeting or social setting can meet influential people that can help you advance in life, either by providing you with a new career or financial opportunity. But going back to what I said this week, make sure you fact check. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So just, check those facts here. For others of you, a life-changing opportunity may come through your own hard work, or you may finally decide to start that new career, start some freelancing, work on that book, create that song, learn to play that instrument, learn to design that art, paint that picture sort of thing, or anything else that you've been procrastinating about. Negatively, you can meet others that take advantage of you in some form. So yeah, I'm drumming that message in, but I just want you to be alert, because we are in these hard economic times, and I've heard lots of stories where people have tried to improve their situation and they've made it a lot worse. So yeah, check facts, don't rush ahead, because doing this can backfire and interfere with your own status or long-term goals in some way. Antisocial or forceful behaviour, where you and others try and force your opinions, or where life and each other can cause arguments and discontent, and at worst separations. You and others may become more giving, have more empathy for one another's emotional, psychological, physical or spiritual, financial problems, offering each other support. It's a good time to seek out professional help and to invest in your own, personal growth and development. Some of you may decide to volunteer some of your time to charity or give to charity, or start your own social or political cause, or join some. Or you may decide, I'm going to join some sort of intentional community and find your tribe sort of thing. There's no main aspects on the 26th. So that's the end of this week's Holistic Astrological Podcast. Thanks for listening. I've been Amani. And yeah, if you like this, just you know what to do. Watching us.